It is July 5th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. During a 4th of July parade in the town where I was born, Highland Park, Illinois, a mass shooting incident left 6 people dead and 31 more injured as a single shooter on the roof of a nearby building sprayed 60 bullets down upon the innocent gathered in celebration of our nation's founding. The shootings took place just 3 blocks from the home of a dear friend of mine, a former CBOT pit trader and reader of this newsletter, who lives in the North Shore Chicago suburb. Many nearby communities canceled their 4th of July celebrations as a result of the shooting. Several popular North Shore beaches were closed. Police from nearby communities responded, as did the Illinois State Police and the FBI, news reports said. Highland Park is the town where my mother taught high school for 35 years. It is also the town where both my brothers were born in the same hospital, where the most serious shooting victims were sent. It is the community where I went to nursery school at Highland Park High School in a program my mother ran, where the high school students ran the program. For me, this mass shooting is very personal. It is very sad. It is frustrating. It is a town where this kind of thing is not supposed to happen, yet it did. There is a story in the Wall Street Journal titled, "How to Peek at Your 401k Without Freaking Out." My answer to this question is simply, for the love of God, don't look! Fidelity is opening to the masses something that was once only open to wealthy clients, direct indexing. Clients can build their own portfolios and take advantage of the Fidelity Solo Fidfolios platform for $4.99 a month, which will allow customers to rebalance, purchase, and redeem an entire portfolio of stocks with a single click, Fidelity's announcement said, according to the Financial Times. Crypto dad Chris Giancarlo was interviewed by Scott Melker of the Wolf of All Streets about the digital dollar experiment in a YouTube video you can watch with a link in today's newsletter. JLN's Alex Tang published his second episode of Options Discovery, this one featuring an interview with Tony McCormick of Box. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Options Discovery, Intro to Risk with Tony McCormick. This week's episode of Options Discovery discusses risk and what it means in the world of options. Alex Tang sits down with Tony McCormick, CEO of Box Exchange, the self-regulatory arm of Box Options, to discuss that topic. Our next story is from Bloomberg. JP Morgan sees stratospheric $380 oil on worst-case Russian cut. Global oil prices could reach a stratospheric $380 a barrel if U.S. and European penalties prompt Russia to inflict retaliatory crude output cuts, JP Morgan Chase and Company analysts warn. The Group of Seven nations are hammering out a complicated mechanism to cap the price fetched by Russian oil in a bid to tighten the screws on Vladimir Putin's war machine in Ukraine. But given Moscow's robust fiscal position, the nation can afford to slash daily crude production by 5 million barrels without excessively damaging the economy, JP Morgan analysts, including Natasha Kaneva, wrote in a note to clients. My comment, this is what makes markets, differing ideas on where prices can go. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Citi warns oil may collapse to $65 by year end. Citi warns oil may collapse to $65 by year end on recession. crude oil could collapse to $65 a barrel by the end of this year and slump to $45 by the end of 2023 if a demand-crippling recession hits, Citigroup has warned. My comment. This is what makes markets differing ideas on where prices can go. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Beer made from recycled toilet water wins admirers in Singapore. Local brewer makes ale with water from treatment plants. Nation's utility uses it to educate people about recycling. New Brew is no ordinary beer. The new Singapore Blonde Ale is made with recycled sewage. The alcoholic beverage is a collaboration between the country's National Water Agency, PUB, and the local craft brewery, Brewworks. First unveiled at a water conference in 2018, New Brew went on sale in supermarkets and at the Brewworks outlets in April. I comment, there are bad ideas, then there are ideas like this, really bad ideas. Here's a story from GSI Exchange. $12.8 trillion in gold deposits discovered in Uganda gold deposits. Editor's note, Uganda just announced a major gold deposit worth $12.8 trillion. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni recently announced the find in a speech at the UN General Assembly. The discovery has the potential to completely redefine everything in the global economy, from the balance of geopolitical power to the foundation upon which the world's monetary system is built. Think about it. There's a total of $2.07 trillion U.S. dollars in existence. My comment, when all the Ugandans have gold teeth, I may believe it, but probably not. Here's a story from the FT. The world's first fintech sitcom is just what you imagine. Tragedy equals comedy plus information technology. A streaming service's battle for eyeballs and subscribers, a new name has entered the field of content on demand, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, where Netflix has Stranger Things, Disney Plus has Obi-Wan, and Apple TV Plus, Ted Lasso, HPE gets ahead. The world's first fintech sitcom. My comment, how can the first fintech sitcom not be a tragedy? Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most clicked story Friday was The Making of ICE Make the Connection, Intercontinental Exchange's video going behind the scenes of its big ad campaign. Second was a tie between a job posting for manager of market surveillance at BGC Partners in New York and a hedge fund manager who moved to Miami from Chicago breaks down the pros and cons of living in the Magic City for employees of Ken Griffin Citadel. From food to crime to weather, from Business Insider. It's third time in the top three. Third was crypto lender BlockFi in talks with FTX also gets lending offer from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg, natural gas soars 700%, becoming driving force in new Cold War. One morning in early June, a fire broke out at an obscure facility in Texas that takes natural gas from U.S. shale basins, chills it into liquid, and ships it overseas. It was extinguished in 40 minutes or so. No one was injured. It sounds like a story for the local press, at most, except that more than 3 weeks later, financial and political shockwaves are still reverberating across Europe, Asia, and beyond. Here's the next story. It's a press release from Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing. Hong Kong Exchange launches Hong Kong International Carbon Market Council, unveils carbon market plans. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited is today, Tuesday, pleased to announce the launch of the Hong Kong International Carbon Market Council. The council, Hong Kong Exchange, is partnering with a number of leading corporates and financial institutions as inaugural council members to explore carbon opportunities in the region. And then here's a story from the New York Times. How Wall Street escaped the crypto meltdown. As cryptocurrency prices plunged and funds failed, strict rules on risky assets helped Wall Street companies sidestep the worst. Retail investors weren't as lucky. Last November, in the midst of an exuberant cryptocurrency market, analysts at BNP Paribas, a French bank with a Wall Street presence, pulled together a list of 50 stocks they thought were overpriced, including many with strong links to digital assets. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.